Hey, shut up.
Sorry.
So, you like murdering little Femi Mouse boys, huh?
What? No.
Sure you do. It's how you get your kicks, huh? Come on, tell me all about it.
I don't even remember it.
Don't give me that sobbing bullshit. We caught you in the act covered in mouse blood. What? You think I'm an idiot? Do you think I was born yesterday?
Baha, why are you yelling at me?
So, you get bored of your master, decided to run off to whack some poor rodent? You're gonna end up lamb chops for doing something like this. They're gonna put you on a spit and roast your fluffy ass.
Eddie, I told you to fucking wait for me before you came in here.
What? I was bored.
Eddie?
I also haven't slept in like 28 hours. Fucking do the interrogation yourself. I'm gonna go get a nap in, you dumb stud.
Yeah, you go do that.
I'm gonna talk to you when you're done. Capiche?
Fine. Oh, we're all a wee bit tired right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for whatever he said to you.
Bah.
Can you please state your name for me?
Baxter.
What is it with sheep names? Look, there's a chance you're not in trouble here. Can you just tell me what happened? Even if it doesn't make sense, I just want to hear your side of the story, Baxter.
It's Baxter.
Fucking whatever. Just tell me what happened.
I was running to the grocery store for Master. There's a small chain located a few blocks away from where we live. I got as far as the place where I...
The Gage Estate, right? Go on.
I got dizzy. I felt like I was falling, but never hitting the ground. And I heard a voice. It was a really feminine sort of voice, but it was still male sounding.
What did the voice say?
It said, "Put this in your hand and push it inside. Don't be afraid. It's all going to work out in the end." But I didn't know what was in my hand or what I was putting it in. But the voice was very convincing. So I... I... Did I?
Yeah. You stabbed someone. And they died.
Bah!
Her name was Precious. And I don't think you're necessarily to blame. It sounds like you've been hypnotized.
Bah! I'm still sorry.
Hey, horsey. Murder Lamb's master just showed up.
Oh, fucking hell, Eddie. Wait here, Baxter.
It's Baxter.
What the fuck is up with sheep names?
I don't know.
You must be the famous Officer Pierce. Your reputation as a prey officer precedes you, sir. My name is Randolph.
Good to meet you. A wolf. Not a bad pairing for a sheep.
I am glad you think so. I'm rather fond of little Baxter. I hope he isn't in too much trouble. He is a very weak-willed individual.
How weak-willed might you say?
Mere suggestions persuade him into whatever belief you wish him to have.
Yeah, figure as much. Mr. Randolph, I'll be leaving Baxter in your care, but just in case, I wouldn't leave town or anything. At least until this case blows over. It's still pretty active.
Oh, of course. Naturally, I would never want to impede the police in their duties.
He's in there. Eddie will help you out.
Yep.
Of course, Officer Pierce. And it really has been a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, Pierce.
Oh,
The fuck you want, Weasel?
Let's hang out at your place. Introduce me to this little goatee slave of yours.
I'm really tired, Eddie.
Oh, come on, Pierce. I'm just trying to fix up our relationship here. Let's get to know one another.
All right, get your arse in.
Now we're talking.